Today, Italy is marking the 200th anniversary of Giuseppe Garibaldi's birth. Garibaldi was a soldier of the Risorgimento and personally led many of the military campaigns that brought about the formation of a unified Italy. We spoke to Anita Garibaldi, his great-granddaughter, who is now an accomplished author and politician. She told us about his dedication to the nation.
This man, which in Italy is a myth, mm-hmm. a myth because he was generous and he was brave, but he was also completely disinterested. And I think he actually had these wonderful values, you know, that we all like to have, the way of looking at life, but of course is very difficult to have. Mm-hmm. This way of looking at life, you know, giving your life to the service of people is a very heavy thing to carry. What he wanted was to have Rome as the capital of Italy. And, of course, Italy was divided up in 7 or 8 little states then, and the Papal States were one of them. So that's why he put himself against the Papal States. But in reality, at one stage earlier, he put his sword at the service of the Pope, and he thought that he might help with this process, you see. And he was very Christian. He was baptized his children and married in church, and we all had very strong religious principles right through our family.